Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brett Johnson. Now, we met Brett a year ago. We didn't know his name. He was the guy walking around with a lot of blood all over him. He's wearing all white. And he had a sign at the Super Bowl parade here in Kansas City that said, "Chop tomahawks, not baby sees." Obviously, rhymes with hawks from cockfight.org. Right. And so he had the blood all over the front of his crotch. He hit his period.
Exactly.
And some people found it very funny. Some people found it interesting. Some people asked questions. Some people threw beer cans at him. And as it is. And apparently this is the thing now. A guy shows up as many of their brothers as they can. I didn't realize there was more than one of them. I thought he was kind of on his own.
Like the lone wolf.
Yeah. And apparently they're lone wolves.
Wolf pack's a little bigger than we expected.
They're very angry about it. And again, I support. I go, look, man.
He was a nice guy when we talked to him before.
Very nice.
Very level-headed. Had a good conversation with him.
He wants people to think about it. And I say, great. I don't have any kids. I don't have a dog in this fight. Did you chop your kid's wiener?
They got circumcised. Yeah.
What?
He got circumcised. Yeah.
What was the word you said?
He got circumcised.
Feel like you're missing some pieces in the middle, much like your kid.
Let me get Brett up. Now, but you couldn't find the guy. You couldn't find the old guy.
I couldn't find the guy. So he knows the guy. I think the guy's out of Florida, but he tried to get a hold of him, and then he gave me his information this morning, and I can't get a hold of him. But Brett's on there.
Our next guest is a Lawrence, Kansas-based activist for the anti-circumcision organization, cockfight.org, who we first met after he popped up at the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. And today he's here to talk about a fellow Foreskin fan who showed up at the Capitol protests. Please welcome Brett Johnson.
Now, he's not an activist, you understand? He's an intactivist. Did I get that right, Brett? An intactivist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how you been?
Thanks for having me on.
Well, the reason we were trying to track you down is I thought that was you when somebody said there was a guy at the big protest at the Capitol last Wednesday that was, you know, from cockfight.org. Now, it turns out it wasn't you.
I wish I could take credit for that. I think it was a brilliant move. And my phone's been ringing off the hook ever since then. My social media's been blowing up. People have been talking about that guy at the Capitol riot.
And do you know him?
I know of him. He's been popping up all over the place in the D.C. area every time there's a crowd. Anytime there's an opportunity to get our message out to as many people as possible.
And the message is that you don't want people to be circumcised.
Exactly. We just simply think that men should have the right to their whole body, just as women do. And also, nobody should be cutting off healthy body parts of other people without their consent. Because, you know, like one of our most popular signs says, nobody wants less penis.
Now, I don't know how it all happened, other than it was a biblical thing for marking people, like, you know, tribal. If you look back, I think it was the book of Genesis, believe it or not, I know that part. And then it was a punishment by some people, correct? Wasn't it a punishment at one point? Kellogg.
I have.
John Harvey Kellogg.
Oh, right. That is true. Yeah, more recent history. Yeah, they actually believes that it stopped boys from masturbating, and then
And listen, I got to tell you, at least while it's healing, it would stop me.
Yeah, it does make it more difficult Yeah.
Well, it says, right, I'm reading this. It says, a remedy for masturbation. This is from the guy, by the way, when you eat Kellogg's cereal products, this is the guy who invented it.
It's that guy, Kellogg.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he and his crazy-ass brother. No, this guy was, he was a big deal. This onism, like, he was against ever, he didn't have sex with his own wife. He never had sex with his own wife. Right. So it says a remedy for masturbation, which is almost always successful in small boys, is circumcision, especially when there's any degree of, I don't know what phimosis is. But the operation should be performed by a surgeon without administering anesthetic, as the pain attending the operation will have a salutary effect upon the mind. I imagine it does, especially if it be connected to the idea of punishment. Yeah, you touched it, and then I made a giant razor blade cut around the whole thing. I'd say that's a pretty... Go
That's
ahead.
The origin of circumcision in America. Before that, a lot of people don't realize that Americans didn't do it before, you know, Kellogg's era, and all Christians throughout all history did not do it.
It was Muslims and
it
Jewish
hasn't
people.
Been that long.
Muslims and Jewish people, right, Brett? And,
right.
And,
yeah.
And what's your overall objection as an adult? Because obviously I don't remember it hurting.
Yeah. I mean, just because you don't remember, I guess, you know, doesn't make it wrong because you think.
No. I'm not arguing.
Understand what you're.
I'm just trying to figure out why you're upset about not having it.
It's something that I never would have chosen for myself. It's an extreme body modification, any way you look at it, and I just it should be the person whose body it is. Who makes that a decision about an extreme body modification?
Well, but I didn't know if there was an effect on you that somehow that's what made you upset. And so, you know, something that you think of now, like, is your sex good or bad, or something happened to you now? Like, is there a problem with you as an adult?
Not really, because it's all I've known since, you know, my whole life, but. I would have preferred to experience life with my whole body, the way nature intended it, and
I got you.
All of my ancestors throughout all time experienced life with their whole body.
How much time do you spend a week? I had a question. How much time do you? Because I'm looking at the picture of you. You were dressed all in white, huge red blood on your crotch, which freaks people out, but it brings attention to your sign, Chop Tomahawks, Not Baby Sees, right? Cockfight.org. And you've been all over the place. I mean, Joe Rogan has supported you guys. Alicia Silverstone supported you guys. And, but
yeah, we have a lot of celebrity supporters.
And I watch this. And so it's an extreme thing you do. How many hours a week do you devote to intactivism?
I mean, some weeks it's, you know, well over full time, We actually had a pretty eventful year in 2020, even though we weren't sure, you know, because of the pandemic, how it was going to turn out. But we actually were pretty busy because, you know, there were college football games. There were opportunities at college football games that we were able to go to, just like a day's drive from Kansas City. We went to like 6 or 7 of those.
And what's the reception now? I know that some people laughed at the Super Bowl parade. Other people took selfies with you, and some people threw beer cans at you.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, the young people, you know, college students especially, they love us. We have people, you know, lining up to take pictures with us, and we're trying to social distance as best we could, you know. But
And I understand go ahead. Sorry. I don't know if you can hear me. Okay.
The older crowd isn't quite, you know, a lot of times they aren't totally sold on the idea, but the younger crowd they're open minded about it. And, you know, thanks to the sex positivity movement, you know, our movement's gaining steam. You know,
but tell me something, because I know there's a little conspiracy now. I noticed when I was researching this, there are a lot of people now, because everything's got to be a goddamn conspiracy, right? So they're talking about, you know, it's not just the medical professionals. There's a darker power afoot. I'm like, do you know of any conspiracies? Do you have any beliefs that there's some kind of like the QAnon thing where they think everybody's a pedophile cannibal? Are these, you know, are they just circumcising children for hors d'oeuvres? What do we have?
Yeah, I do hear, you know, some things like that, but I don't get into that myself. That's actually some of the criticisms of this guy at the Capitol were that, you know, people were worried that he was associated with the QAnon and all these other conspiracies. serious and stuff, and he was making, they were worried that he was making us look bad. But I think that for the most part, people were, you know, in our movement were hailing him as a hero because, I mean, call him crazy, but he...
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten in the middle of that.
He got on several TV stations on live TV. He got lots of photos of himself going viral, and he's got people talking about our issue.
And sure.
We're talking about it right now, right?
Well, the QAnon thing, though, you had a pretty funny thing. The Pitch had taken a picture of you, hadn't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny you should have me on to talk about this guy who, you know, got associated with, a political ideology that maybe would prefer not to be. Because the same thing actually happened to me. A very similar thing happened to me in Kansas City. There was a demonstration in August at the City Hall downtown in Kansas City that was billed as the Save the Children.
Which is the QAnon, everything's a pedophile cannibal thing now. I don't know why, but you know.
It got associated with that, yeah. But I think there is some legitimate grievances there with regarding human sex trafficking, and I'm not totally informed on that issue, but I think there are some well-meaning, well-intentioned people.
I think they're just poorly informed. But that being said, how did you got mixed into it, and didn't you end up on the cover of something?
I went down there just because I felt like, in the anti-circumcision, we're trying to save children too. So I felt like, I need to be there. But when I got there, it did seem like it had been kind of taken over by a lot of conspiracy theorists and QAnon type people.
Uh-huh.
So the pitch was there, and they chose to run a story on how QAnon had hijacked a legitimate movement. And guess who was the cover photo of the article? It was me. Yeah, to my surprise. So I don't know if somebody misunderstood my signs that I had or what, but mm-hmm. I have nothing. I'm not the conspiracy theorist they're looking for.
Have you ever enjoyed the
media attention?
Have you ever gone back and confronted the doctor that mangled that cut you that took away what we're talking about?
Oh my gosh, I have not. I've thought about doing that. If he's still alive, he's like 81 or 2 now. So I don't know any. I don't know if I can mention his name. I would actually like to confront him. I would like to give him some feedback and tell him, hey, what you were doing, what you made a living of for so years.
You hurt me.
Something that, yeah. That
yeah. Now kiss
something
it.
It really upset me,
Yeah. So,
maybe there's still time to do that. I'm not sure.
I'm glad you're still doing it. You know what? In this crazy-ass world, I will tell you this. If you're just joining us, Brett Johnson is here. We met him after the big Super Bowl parade when the Chiefs won. Cockfight.org, his fight against circumcision. And I got to tell you, out of all the protesters, all the people raising all kinds of hell about all kinds of crazy-ass, at least you seem to be as normal as any of them and probably are getting more done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I hope you succeed in your intactivism. Do what?
Thank you. Oh, something I was going to point out. Yeah, that you just made me think of that guy at the state capitol. I'll admit he did look a little crazy. He was wearing like a black robe. He kind of looked like a wizard from Lord of the Rings or something. And his signs were a little out there maybe. But as crazy as he might have seemed, considering the crowd at the Capitol riot and what they believe.
Sure.
He was probably one of the most reasonable people there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly understand. Circumcision, anguish, bloodstained men, doctor's lies, circumcision harms, foreskin is not a birth defect, circumcision, or I'm reading some of the signs. And then that guy was the guy with the white beard. That's who it was? Was that the old guy that was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the white beard guy.
No.
You might be
thinking of Brother K of the Bloodstained Men. No, that was not
Bull. There's not a group called the Bloodstained Men.
Right. Yeah, that's the Bloodstained Men.
That's Brother K and the Bloodstained Men.
I toured with them for years.
That's a lot. You guys should start a motorcycle club.
Yeah.
That's.
I want to get a big like double decker bus.
Sure. Maybe, hell yes.
If you can help us crowdfund a double-decker bus for Cockfight and tour around it. tailgate all these college football games and stuff.
You know, it should, you know, it really should be a convertible. You'd be like, stop it. No, but you should be a convertible with no top that you can put back on. So you have to drive it in the rain, and you have to drive it outside in the weather, and it has to be, you know, because it shouldn't be. You see what I'm getting at? You see the imagery?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Roll that around. All right, listen, Brett, continue the fight.
Yeah.
Everybody go to cockfight.org. Get a part of it. And I always appreciate you, man. You be safe out there.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you guys.
You bet, man. I like the idea of the convertible with no top.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
I totally get it.
You're like, see what it's like?
See? The head of my penis is
always getting rained on. I don't know.
He said Brother Kane. He toured with them.
Brother K.
I heard Brother Kane.
Oh, yeah. Brother Kane and the Bloodstained Men. I believe Roman was in that group.
I'm like, what do we not know?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you this. Mr. Golan, Shelly, a nurse for 31 years, saw a 60-year-old guy get circumcised. Hi. Hey, Shelly.
Hey, Johnny.
You wanted to weigh in on this subject?
I would love to. I have actually had a patient that was in his 60s and decided later on in life to have the circumcision. And the pain, the healing afterwards is really unreal.
Yeah, of course. Yes. So, I assure you, had I not been, I wouldn't choose it now. And that's the way, because I don't want any surgery.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, you know, his cause is a little, I don't know. I don't think he understands everything about it. It's not just about having that foreskin removed. It's also about being able to take care of your penis properly and keep it clean. I mean,
I think women really love us. Look. No, trust me. I have a
looking at my face.
I have an English, but we used to make fun of my buddy British Lee all the time because A, he would never wear pants whenever you go somewhere. Like he'd be the guy because he's English. You know, you Americans should get more comfortable with your nudity. You should get the head of that thing cut off. It looks like a blind albino mole. It's
yes.
A god awful looking candle you got there. It looks like a tiny meaty Klansman.
Comes out looking for a shadow. Just a bit.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like a member of the Ku Klux Klan right there.
You know, it's pretty scary to see those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all cultural, right? But, I mean, the guy's not hurting anybody. It's, no. You know, it'll be fine. You're a good girl, Shelly. Hold on. Could you get her one of those F. Giant Air shirts? Let me talk to James because he's been holding. James, you had something?
Hey, yeah, Johnny. I'm circumcised, and it was a botched circumcision, and basically they removed a third of the head of my penis when they did it.
Well, that's not botched. That's not botched. And I don't know what kind of crazy hillbilly at-home circumcision kick your system the chin job you got.
It was done in a hospital. I'm 51 years old, and it's basically affected my entire life.
Sure it has.
I'm deformed now.
Sure it has.
And, you know, and modern research on it shows that 40 to 60% of your nerve endings are in the tip of your penis, in the foreskin.
Well,
so imagine it's like having an extreme labiaplasty for a woman when they remove all the lips on there.
I totally, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, for me, I don't want any more sensitivity. Like, look, I'm backpedaling the whole time anyway.
You know, my cousins are, you know, one of them is, you know, a porn star, and he loves the life. And
when you say he's a porn star, what porn star is your cousin?
I'm not gonna out him like that.
No. Say his porn. What's his porn name?
Oh, John DeLong.
John DeLong. Let me look at him. Hold on. I don't know. DeLong.
He's from the 70s and the 80s.
Is it DELAW?
No, it's D E.
Yep.
L O N G E.
DeLong.
Oh, DeLong.
Yeah. He was in the 70s and the 80s. Nothing modern age.
Okay, yeah. I was just looking to see if anything popped up with John DeLong porn. Oh, there's a Daniel. Daniel DeLong. Did he do straight porn or gay porn?
He did a little of both.
Well, there you go. But he loved a good, did you say he had his foreskin?
Yeah, he still had his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, dude, it's the night and day. He goes, he couldn't believe it. And he's, you know, because he's crossover back and forth, he, you know, he'd been around every style of D there is.
Sure, sure.
So, you know,
well, sorry about yours. And, all kidding aside, that would suck to feel weird about
and,
that. I'm sorry.
Didn't have any choice, and they did it to me when I was 10.
What?
Okay.
Hold
yeah.
On. They didn't. I feel like if you got it done to you 10. At 10, like yeah. we're and it happened at a hospital.
It was a religious thing done at a hospital, but they were strange offshoot Southern Baptist weirdness.
Yeah. Yeah, because clearly you were fighting and you were awake and you weren't sedated and I can only guess that you, as you should have, you moved and it went, whoosh, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's nice. So. Feel free to start hating your parents or continue hating them.
you can't hold everything against them, but that's one thing that I definitely hold against them.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, guess what?
Non-conversation.
As soon as you get I'd pull it out and show it to your mom every time. Well done. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
They'd never have a house. I'd burn it down every time they got a new one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd be like, guess what? As soon as you're old enough, you're going to a state-run nursing home.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely affected me. You know, I'm single, and I'm always going to be single because it's just not something, you know. It gives you a huge.
I hear you.
You can't get past that, the embarrassment and everything else.
I can't goof on it, man. I get it. That would be awful. You should. I mean, it may be late in life, but have you ever went to talk to anybody about this? Like maybe if you felt better and you felt comfortable with it, even though it's, you know, I mean, listen, people are missing limbs. They've been disfigured. They've been burned.
Right,
and they still find a way.
Mutilation still is a major.
Oh no, I'm not downplaying it. I'm saying maybe if you talk to somebody, you might be able to. You might be better with it, and then maybe you could get past that part.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've talked to people. I've even talked to plastic surgeons about maybe trying to get it repaired and fixed, and it's not something that they're capable of doing yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Because all kidding aside, we all want to be attractive, and we all want to be intimate, and we all want to be loved, and not to mention the fact your parents did it to you when you were 10. So that's awful.
Can I ask you? Yeah. And I don't name him, but I'm like, is this an organization that is still believed to be around?
No, they just
the religious group. Because I would go and shine light on them to make sure it doesn't continue.
I don't know. I moved away from there 40 years ago, so right after that, mom separated from them and next thing we're off somewhere else, and then she became a Mormon, and next thing 2-3 years later from that, she decided to hook up with a Hindu people, and she was trying to find herself and just drug me along, so
that's just crazy. That whole thing sucks. That's just a whole, that's like it, you have suck loaded on top of suck.
Yeah, pretty much. I did get to see the world as a kid, so that was fun.
Dude, that was about it. Hang in there, man. Hang in there, James. All right, listen, I'm going to get your numbers up. I'll send you some FJ Air shirts, which is in no way makes up for this, what you're telling us. But you're an interesting caller. You really are. And I hope that, I think you should go talk to a therapist or a counselor or somebody. Maybe they'll just give you a different, maybe a different perspective on the whole thing.
Yeah, they just need to, that's an outdated practice. And they used to say it was for hygiene and.
Well,
all that, and it's wrong. Don't mutilate a child.
Well, but if you were just circumcised, you wouldn't be upset like this. It was the where it went bad, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't feel it's right.
But it wouldn't have happened had it not been being attempted. I understand what your point is.
Yeah. They rule it like men have nipples, just take them off too, because they don't serve a purpose, right? Well, they're one of your huge erogenous zones, is a nipple on a man or a woman. It's the same way. Don't mess with genitalia or anything to do with the nervous system, before it's fully developed.
I got you.
I just think that's a stupid practice by the medical,
James, listen, you're out of everyone I might argue with in my life, you're not one of them. After this story, I'm like, okay, man, I got you.
I appreciate that, Johnny.
You might think about
the good work, too.
You should get a tattoo.
You do a hell of a lot for this city.
Oh, no. I tell you, if you felt like you could get a tattoo and make it look like a shark bite. I saw that once. A guy was missing part of his hand, and they were missing. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it was an arm. A surfer got a bit off, mm-hmm. and then they tattooed like shark teeth on it. Like it took like. So you could tell them that. You know what? You could always tell them there was an accident, an explosion, or you saved a. There was a. I mean, you could make up a story that could make you a hero.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway. I'm just looking. I'm working for you, brother.
I'm not real good at prevarication. So.
All right. You're a good man. All right. You listen. I love you, brother. Thank you. Hold on. Stay there. What a good guy. That's a terrible story.
I love James for sharing it. Like, I wouldn't have known to even think up that story, but you do read. I mean.
You know, I would go back and I would kick my parents down a flight of goddamn stairs. It's because someone went, you know, God wants your kids ding dong to look a certain way. Well, maybe God can stop looking at my dick.
I'd go back and
write
find that.
Write that down, children. Okay. Write that down.
Got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.